Welcome to the Strength in Business podcast, which is all about maximizing your impact by implementing a powerful marketing system that will help you perform at your highest level. And now, here is your host, Chris Rock.
This is the Strength in Business podcast. My name is Chris Rock, and today I'd like to tackle one of those controversial topics, which has to do with failing and failure. Why? Because we love to label other people's. We also love to label ourselves because we have these perspectives in that failing, whether that's in business, in relationships, in health, in you name it, equals a failure, and nothing could be further from the truth. So today's topic, failing doesn't make you a failure. For those of you tuning in for the very first time, first of all, welcome to this podcast. And second of all, I like to point out that I do the recordings based on the blog post that you can find on strengthinbusiness.com. So if you want to download it as a PDF, if you want to use certain parts of the text, simply hop over to strengthinbusiness.com/blog and you'll find all my recordings in a written format there. So let's hit it. Failing doesn't mean you're a failure. I failed many times in the past and will continue to do so in the future. I'm addicted to failing fast, readjusting my approach, tweaking the strategy, and moving forward. Does this make me, or you, if you do the same thing, a failure? And the answer to that is no. You must move out of the comfort zone bubble to grow and accomplish your dreams. The moment you do that, your rate of failure will increase exponentially. The trick is to fail quickly and learn from those failures. Another trick is to learn from other people's failures. Will you repeat certain quote-unquote mistakes or quote-unquote failures, for lack of a better word, over and over again? Probably. I do it until my biological computer inside this physical avatar gets it on a deep subatomic level. The moment the cells integrate the information and lesson that comes with it accordingly, I will stop repeating the so-called quote-unquote failure. This is what people get entirely wrong. They associate failing with being a failure. And that, my friends, is very dangerous. Failing and succeeding are on the same spectrum. More specifically, they are one and the same thing. Now, what I just said is very difficult for the human mind to comprehend. In a world of duality and separation, it's hard to bring across a concept based on unity. Good and bad, young and old, female and male, up and down, left and right, light and dark, all or part of everything and consequently nothing. We thrive when we are one and struggle when fighting our perceived enemy in the mirror, which merely reflects who we are at the core. Let's take this quantum physics law and apply it to business, as it's one of the most straightforward fields to dissect based on quantifiable metrics such as revenue, profits, company size, number of employees, etc. In business and entrepreneurship, we link success to money and failure to lack of it. Obviously, through the rise of social media networks, we added a few more quote-unquote blurry components and labels to success, such as influencers or number of followers, to add a couple. However, the main pillar remains money. Unless you inherited loads of money from a generational endeavor or married a wealthy lady or fellow, chances are you will fail your way to success and, if all goes well, to money and wealth. The following quote by Winston Churchill comes to mind. Success consists of going from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm. A failure? Really? Come on, wake up. You're a divine spark, a beautiful soul, a quantum architect, and a powerful being. Stop associating failure with you. Stop believing all the narratives cleverly perpetrated throughout various mediums and networks. They are meant to keep you small. Their primary purpose is to make you drop into low vibrational frequency of fear so that you allow your precious energy and life force to be sucked out of you. Remember who you are. Know that you are amazing, a supersonic beacon of light with stellar capabilities. Step up to the game of business and life. Fail forward, fail fast, and get up. You've done this for billions of years. Trust your innate intelligence and own your outcomes. Now over to you. I'd love to know your thoughts on this controversial topic, on the topic of failure. You can reach out to me on decentralized blockchain-based networks such as Hive, Minds, and Nostra, just to name a few of them. Simply use the handle at Chris Rock. As always, I love to leave you with a golden nugget, and today it's going to be this one. Stop believing all the narratives cleverly perpetrated throughout various mediums and networks. They are meant to keep you small. Understand that. They are meant to keep you small. Their primary purpose is to make you drop into the low vibrational frequency of fear so that you allow your precious energy and life force to be sucked out of you. So, fail forward, fail fast, get up. Okay? You've done this for billions of years. You know how it works. Trust your innate intelligence and own your outcomes. This being said, thanks for listening. Thank you for your loyalty. I'll catch up with you in the next episode. Happy marketing, and remember to always play to your strengths.
Thank you for listening to the Strength in Business podcast. Submit your questions on strengthinbusiness.com and follow Chris on Twitter at Chris Rock. That's KRISZROKK.